Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Absolutely. Hi, my name is Awa Sal Seka, and I am playing Flo Kennedy, among others, in the show Gloria a Life.
Yes, of course, about the great legendary Gloria Steinem, and it's,
Yes, sir.
Women's History Month and all of that stuff. So it's perfect timing. I guess well, I can't use the soundbite if I say it's about Gloria Steinem. I'll have you say that. All right. So what is Gloria a Life about? Give me the basic premise of the play.
For sure, for sure. So the show really focuses on Gloria's career as an activist in the women's movement, but it also focuses a lot on her as a human being. You learn things about her childhood that you may have never known, or things about her in her older age that that you wouldn't know off the bat when you think of Gloria Steinem. You know what I mean? You usually think a women's rights activist, but you don't think about those things in her childhood or her older age that really were such a huge part of who she was and influenced the way she fought for women's rights and why she fought for women's rights.
And what are some of those things you mentioned? What are some of those things that happened early in her life that might have shaped
For
her?
sure. For sure. I was afraid to say anything because I didn't want to ruin any surprises. But
Well,
for
that's true. That well, I
example,
don't want to spoil the show, but I don't know. So what, yeah,
Yeah,
what, well,
sure.
whatever you feel free to share without giving too much away, I guess.
Too much away. No, for sure, for sure. That's a good point. So like one of the things from her childhood was that her mother was sick, to keep it, I won't say exactly what she was sick with, but she was sick when she was younger. And so at the very young age of 11, Gloria was her caretaker and was going through school while taking care of her. So she was just always, she says in the play, I was always looking for a way to be useful because she was always so used to having to take care of someone, and in her older age that she that was when she met the love of her life, for a long time she wasn't planning on getting married and didn't really ever want to be married, but when she was 66, met the love of her life. So she's led such a beautiful, full life, and you learn really about all of it, not just her activism. So you get to see the full human being.
When you say she met the love of her life, this is it's is it it's David Bayle you're talking about?
Yes.
Who has a very famous son.
Yes, exactly.
Christian Bale is Gloria Steinem's
Yes.
stepson. When your stepson is freaking Batman, you're doing something right.
You know you're doing something right. Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, talk about how so not only is, celebrating Gloria Steinem, but also there's a bunch of other iconic feminists, different women that inspired her. At least I see several written on the website. Again, I hope that's not spoilers, but actually, if it's it has
No,
Dorothy
no.
Pittman Hughes and Flo and Coretta and Wilma listed. So let's go ahead and go into them. So, all right. So
Absolutely.
who are some of the other women that show up in this play that inspire Gloria?
Oh yes, so as you said, Dorothy Pittman Hughes, Flo Kennedy, Coretta Scott King, Wilma Mankiller, what is her name? Bella Abzug, and a ton more women. I could go on and on, but they are a part of her, what she calls her chosen family, in the women's movement at the end of her kind of reflection on all of this. She looks back and says, I always wanted a family, and I found that family in the women's movement. She refers to Bella Abzug as the mother figure, right? Everything that her mother couldn't be because of her sickness, Bella was, and Bella gave so much to her just in being who she was. She talks about learning a lot of her activism from the Black women who she befriended in the movement, like Flo Kennedy and like Dorothy Pittman Hughes. I would love to say that this show, at least in my mind, does a very good job of honoring the connections that led to Gloria's fulfillment in her role as a kind of a face or a poster child of the women's movement. It does a very good job of saying, hey, these were all of the people who came before me and fought alongside of me, and they are the reasons why I was able to stand up and say the things I was able to say. you know? Awesome. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's sort of like, you know, the real life history of all these people, but how about in this, let's pivot now into this theatrical, you know, presentation. Dish on your co-stars a little bit. Who plays Gloria Steinem?
For sure. That is Susan Linsky, who I love to death. She plays Gloria Steinem. She's a superstar. She is a wonderful, wonderful Gloria, and really brings every part of her into this, like from tone to movement to, you know what I mean? She's a brilliant person to watch take this character on.
And how about for the, you know, the other, you know, famous women you mentioned, Dorothy, Flo, Coretta, Wilma, you know, who plays each of them, you know, including, you know, your own role?
For sure. Deborah Crabb plays Dorothy Pittman Hughes and Coretta Scott King, among some other folks. And she just really brings the regal energy to Coretta, which is beautiful to watch, and all of the power of Dorothy as well. Sherry Edelin plays Bella Abzug, and she brings all the boisterous, really big and also caring and gentle energy of Bella Abzug into the room.
How about the role you play? Do a little deeper dive into that and why you have so much fun playing it.
Absolutely. So I play Flo Kennedy, who is a really take no prisoners kind of gal. She, when I hear the phrase "stick it to the man," I think of Flo Kennedy. She does everything in her power to make people hear her, like, and really listen, not just hear. You know, her whole thing about the movement was kind of bridging the gap of showing people that the injustices that were happening towards people of color were absolutely connected to the injustices happening to women, and that women of all colors should not sit back, that they should stand up and make sure that their voices were heard at home and outside and anywhere where they could speak and say something, that they should. She was also just quite a character. She had a, for lack of better words, she didn't really care what people thought of her. At the end of the day, her job and what she thought she was meant for was making change. And she did it, if that meant making jokes for people to join in with her, or being teasy to somebody, or screaming at the top of her lungs, or whatever it was, she did it all. And she's just quite an unsung hero in the women's movement. So it's quite a pleasure and an honor to play her, because I can say, at least for me, she was not somebody that I was thoroughly aware of all of the things she had gone through in her life and all of the ways she made change.
Isn't that the beauty of theater is, you know, learning these unsung heroes and learning these stories that we didn't know about? That, I mean, that's one of the great parts about it. Well, what do we see in, like, visually? Is it like a period, you know, backdrop behind you all? You know, like, what do we see as a visual medium?
For sure. So we actually use a lot of projections in this production of the piece, which are so wonderfully transformative, because there are a lot of pictures from that time that you don't see. You see pictures of Gloria and her mom, both when she was super young and her mom was super young, and then when they were a lot older. You see videos and pictures of the most recent Women's March that happened a few years ago. You see pictures and videos of other women's marches, of what people consider the bra burning, of the protest of the Miss America pageant, and a ton of other things that really put us in the world. So that's what we see. And then a kind of the set, I'm not sure how to say it, but it's almost like an amphitheater, right? It's just a lot of space that gives us room to play and bring these characters to life right in front of the audience, which is pretty cool and always very interesting to do, and an interesting way to make art as an artist.
Absolutely. Well, I guess before we run, I have plenty to work with about the show. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, you know, where you grew up, how you got into acting.
Sure, absolutely. So I was born and raised in New York. I was born in the Bronx and raised in Brooklyn. And I have always loved to sing and perform and act and things like that. But I grew up in a family where that, you know, I'm a first generation Gambian American. So there is pressure to do things that are what people consider more lucrative, right? As opposed to what you're mainly passionate about. So for a long time, I figured if I was going to go into music, I would just go into it as a teacher. If I was going to go into acting, I would go into it as a teacher. So I went to school for that for a while, for vocal pedagogy, so that I could teach people how to sing. And then I realized it just was not where my heart was. And I switched my major to theater performance. And I went to Montgomery College, which I love. I love my alma mater. They taught me so much. And after I graduated from Montgomery College, my career just kind of, I'm so grateful to this day, it just kind of took off. And I haven't stopped working since I graduated, which has been really, really, truly a blessing. And I'm able to this day to make a living off of it, even in the midst of the pandemic. So yeah, that's how I got my start. And that's where I am now.
That's great. Well, keep it going. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I guess final seconds. Pretend I'm not even here and like you're speaking directly to our listeners, you know, be like, you know, hey, DC, come on out to Gloria Life. You know, whatever you want to say, it's Women's History Month, whatever you want to tie in, just, you know, just speak to them directly and invite them out.
Absolutely. Hey, DC, I really hope y'all can make it out here. You know, it is Women's History Month. And if you're looking for a way to celebrate and a way to support and a way to revive the energy of the fight for women's rights, I say coming to Gloria Alive at Theater J is absolutely a way to do that. We through telling the story are reigniting so many necessary stories for people to pay attention to and give way for, and also just giving room for people to share their own stories. At the end of our show, we have a talking circle. We sit and we listen to people's experiences in the women's movement in the 1960s through 80s up to now. So whatever people go through, you know, we're here, we want to listen. And if you want to write something down and add it to our beautiful wall and collage of stories of other people who have gone through things within the women's movement, we absolutely invite that and ask you to join us in the celebration of those stories and the uplifting of those stories. So we would love to see you. We would love to have you. Please come on out.
Yes. Again, it is Gloria Alive. It's going to be at Theater J in DC, March 8th through April 2nd. So get your tickets now at theaterj.org. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.